Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf ayin, and we are at the Mishnah, two lines from the top of daf ayin amud aleph. We began on Yontif Perek in Seiru Meir. We have another few dafin of Gemara that's going to deal with the Ben Seiru Meir, and then the latter part of the Perek is going to get into some mundus. These are sugis that I learned in yeshiva. So what is the Ben Seiru Meir? So the Ben Seiru Meir is mentioned in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei. The pasuk says, Ki yele ish ben Seirer u'meirer. If somebody has a son, that's a Seirer u'meirer. Rashi says, Seirer, sor min aderech. As I rub from the Yiddish Avek, Umoira, Misarev Bedivrei Yoviv, Loshen Mamre. So this is someone that is not following the way that a Yid is supposed to follow. Additionally, he's a Moira. He's also Misarev Bedivrei Yoviv. So the word Soira Umoira encapsulates who this child is. Number one, he's a Soira, he's Sarmana Derech. He's off the derech. He's Moira. He's Misara B'divrei Yoviv. He doesn't listen to his parents. And then the Torah says, Einenu Shemeya B'koilavu B'kolima. He doesn't listen to his father. He doesn't listen to his mother. V'yisru Oysoi V'lo Yishma Aleyem. They tried doing what they could do. They gave him Musar Teichacha. But whatever they tried didn't help. Says the Pasuk, V'tavsu B'yoviv V'imai. His parents should take him. V'yitziu Oysoi El Ziknei Yirav El Shar Mekoimai. And they should bring him to the local Bezdin. They should bring him El Shar Mekoimai. V'omru El Ziknei Yirav B'neinu Zeh Seiru Moira. Einenu Shemeya. This child is a Seiru Meir. He's not listening to us. He's a Zoyl of a Seiru. See, in the Gemara, is going to say a Zoyl of a Seiru means that he indulges himself in meat. He indulges himself in wine. What do you do to this child? Urgamu kalanchi iriba avonav omeis. Should stone him to death. Should give him skila. Ubiyarta rami kirbecha v'chol yisrael yishmu v'yiro. You make a really big deal about it. So everybody should hear. Everybody should be aware of what it is that we did to this Ben Seiru Meir. So this is the Parsha of Ben Seiru Meir, a whole Perek in Shas that's named after this child. It's in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, Perek Chaf Aleph. It's four psukim, Pasuk Yud Ches, Yud Tes, Chaf, and Chaf Aleph. Now we all know that Chazal say that Ben Seiru Meir, Loihoya V'loyasa Liyos, that really the Ben Seiru Meir never happened, nor will it ever happen. And how did Chazal know it's never going to happen? It wasn't Ruach HaKodesh, but because there are some technicalities that would need to be met in order for there to be a Ben Seiru Meir that are just physically impossible to meet. So the whole parasha of Ben Seiru Meir is a hypothetical. It's a parable. It's a mashal. It's not something that can physically happen. If so, says the Gemara V'lama Nichta. So why did the Torah write a parasha in the Torah that really has no purpose? Says the Gemara, Dorosh V'kibel Schar. The Torah wanted that you should have another Perek in Shas, another Parish in the Torah, another four Psukim in Sefer Dvarim that you should be able to sit down and learn and Harava and get into the Lumdis, and you should get more Schar. When a Yid learns Torah, he gets a lot of Schar. The Talmud Torah can get Kulab. So the Torah is vast, but we wanted it to be a little vast. So the Torah gave us one more parasha. This is the parasha Ben Seiru Meir. What's the purpose? Dorosh v'kibel schar. And the question's obvious. I'm bringing it out in dramatic form to bring out the obviousness of the question. And that is there really a shortage of Torah? Without the parasha Ben Seiru Meir, what? You wouldn't have enough to learn? So it's for the person that finished learning Kala Torah Kula. He's out of Torah to learn. Now he needs something else. So, we have a parasha Ben Seiru Meir. It's all hypothetical, it's never going to happen, it never will happen, but at the same time, Dorosh V'kibel Schar. Obviously, it's something that's Sarach Bir. So I once heard, B'shem, Rav Sham Shul Farrell Hirsch, he said something unbelievable. He said that the parasha Ben Seiru Meir, although it was Lehoya V'layasa Liyos, but at the same time, it's a parasha that has in it principles and fundamentals that relate to every single parent. And that is the parasha of Ben Seiru Meir was the Torah's guideline for Chinuch. And even though the technicalities of the parasha itself is something that's not relevant, but the underlying yesodis in the parasha of Ben Seiru Meir that's actually quite relevant. And Dorosh V'kibel Schar means the Torah gave you a parasha that's so important that Dorosh, Afeichba Dekula, because there's so many yesodis, there's so many relevant and important things in the parasha of Ben Seiru Meir. So it's not just another Perek in Shas, another week of Daf Yomi, so that we can push off the night. No, that's not what this is about. It's about a parasha that's so important important, it's critical, that darish, no, you have to darshan it, v'kibel schar, and the schar is going to be matan schar b'tzida, you're going to learn yesoides and principles in psychology and in chinuch, etc., that's going to be extremely important. So obviously, ben soyer meir, that was the Torah, Chazal's blueprint for chinuch habanim, and hopefully we'll have a chance to see a little bit of that over the coming weeks. But I think there's a subplot, or a sub-theme, in the parsha of ben soyer meir. That is, the pasuk says, and the Rechaim HaKadosh makes a very obvious diyuk. Einenu shemeya b'kol aviv u'b'kol limay. Proper Hebrew would be einoy shemeya b'kol aviv u'b'kol limay. What's this einenu? Says the Rechaim a dover nifla. He says that we're dealing with a child that is einenu shemeya b'kol aviv u'b'kol limay. He's not making a conscious decision that he doesn't want to listen to his father or his mother, as if to say, yes, free will. He could listen to what his father's saying, or he could not listen to what his father's saying. It just so happens that this child is einenu shemeya b'kol aviv u'b'kol limay. The Rechaim says that this child got to a point where he was einenu shemeya b'kol aviv u'b'kol limay. It was impossible for him to listen to his father or his mother. Ki kisha adam mamlech b'toicha yetzahara nishlala mimenu hayediyah v'ashmiya me'anemer elav. It's impossible sometimes for a person can reach a point where there's nothing you can tell him, you can reason with him, you can have this person talk to him, listen to that shmooze, listen to this shmooze. Einenu shemeya b'kol aviv u'b'kol limay. He's not listening because it's physically impossible. It's impossible for him to listen. And really, we're going to see in today's daf an unbelievable thing. A person didn't become a ben soyer u'meira until Chazal looked into their crystal ball and said that there's no hope for this child. Meaning, to the extent that there was hope for the child, then he wasn't a ben soyer u'meira. It was only if we knew for sure that this child is just going to be a total mess. At that point, the pasuk says, you bring him to the Ziknei Ha'ir, Urgamu Kalanchi Ire Bavanu Vames. But otherwise, if there was a thought that maybe there's a little bit of hope, they didn't do that. Meaning, it was only when he got to the point where he's einenu shemeya b'koy loviv u'b'koy limay. Now, how would a person get to a point where he's einenu shemeya b'koy loviv u'b'koy limay? And I think that's where the sub-theme is. And the sub-theme is addiction. Because we're going to see in the Gemara that this ben soyer u'meira was involved in things that weren't just taivas, but things that were actually addictive. And addiction plays a very important role in understanding the ben soyer u'meira. So really, the parasha ben soyer u'meira, I think, is the blueprint for understanding chinuch habanim. It's also the blueprint for understanding addiction. Either way, zok de mishnah me'ema sai chayiv. So the pasuk says the ben soyer u'meira was a zoyla v'zoyva, which means that he ate meat, he drank wine, but it's not any meat or any wine that would make somebody ben soyer u'meira. So says the mishnah me'ema sai chayiv. When does he become chayim? Sheyechol tartim arbasa. When he eats a tartim arbasa, so that's a certain shear of meat. Ve'yishta chatzi lug yayin ho'italki. And he drinks a half a lug of Italian wine. It has to be yayin ho'italki. As if to say, if it's a different type of wine, he's not going to be a ben soyer u'meira. Zok Rashi, it's kedai to see it inside, two lines from the top. Dibra maskel yayino italki, toyev umu ulohu, because yayino italki is really good, umamshech basre. It causes you to go after it. It's addictive. Rabbi Yossi says, mono basar v'lugyayin. No, the shear is not tartimer basar and chatsi lugyayin, but the shear is rather a mono basar and a lugyayin. Ach, b'chaburis mitzvah, if the eating that the ben soyer u'meira did was b'chaburis mitzvah, or was that a suda that they used to make b'ibur ha'chodesh, ach, ma'isa shein b'yushalayim, or if the food that he ate was ma'isa shein b'yushalayim, ach, nevelos to trevet shkatz v'ramasim, or if he ate macholos asurois, it was Neveilois, it was Trefois, it was Shkotzim or Ramasim, Achal Dovashu Mitzvah, if he ate a Dovashal Mitzvah, the Dovashu Aveira, Achal Kom Meichel, or if he ate anything, Velo Yachal Bas, Shasa Kom Mashka, Velo Shasa Yayin. Mishnah seems a little redundant. The Gemara is going to ask some of the obvious questions. Einoy nasev en soyru meir ad sheyoichol basar v'yishte yayin shenemar zoylel v'soyve. Because it says in the pasuk zoylel v'soyve. V'afal pishein raya l'dovin. Even though there's no raya, meaning we don't know for sure that zoylel v'soyve means basar v'yayin. The Mishnah just said a big chiddush. The Mishnah said that the only way somebody can become a ben soyer u'meira is if he eats meat and he drinks wine. How do we know that? Because it says zoylo v'soyva. That obviously suggests that zoylo and soyva mean meat and wine. You must have a raya that that's what he means. Says the Mishnah, we actually don't. Afal pish ein raya l'davar, but zeicha l'davar, there is a little bit of a remez. Shenema, the pasuk says, alti b'soyvi yayin b'zoylo li basar lavi. So zoylo comes together with basar, and Soyve comes together with Yayin. Thus, when the Torah says that the Ben Soyru Moira was a Zoylel Vesoyve, it meant that he ate meat, and it meant that he drank wine. What kind of meat? The Mishnah didn't say. The Gemara is going to talk about. What kind of wine? That the Mishnah did tell us. It has to be Yayin Oitalki. And why does it have to be Yayin Oitalki? Rashi says, because Toivu Me'ulahu U'mamshich Basrei. We're going to see that's the theme of the first part of today's daf. That the only time a Ben Soyru Moira becomes a Ben Soyru Moira is if he does something that we feel he won't be able to stop doing. Something addictive. But to the extent that it doesn't have that addictive quality, I think that's the modern translation for Mamshech. If it doesn't have that quality, he would not become a Ben Soyru Moira. Zok the Gemara, Amr Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira said, the Mishnah that begins describing the Ben Soyru Moira says, Me'ema Seichai when he eats a Tartimar Basar. So he said, Tartimar Zeh, any idea? It's 10 ounces. What exactly is a Tartimar? Ella, Toik Shekof Rab Yosef Yain. But he said, I know it from Rab Yosef. Because Rab Yosef argued with the Tanakam of the Mishnah. Rab Yosef, he said, a Mona Basar and a Lug Yain. What did the Chachamim say? A tartimar basar and a chatzilug yayin. So Rabbi Yossi's shir yayin was double the Tanakama shir. So it makes sense that his shir basar is double the Tanakama shir as well. So what was Rabbi Yossi's shir basar? A mana. So it must be, back of the envelope arithmetic, that the tartimar is a half a mana. So koifel apa basar v'nimsa tartimar chatzil mana. Amrav chanon bar moylado amrav huna ini chayiv. The Ben Soyru Moira is not chayiv ad sheyikach basar bezoil v'yoycha. You're wrong. And ini chayiv ad sheyikach basar bezoil. That's twice in 2 days, by the way. V'yoycha. You want to send out an apology on that?
Yeah.
Off to a slow start. Ini chayiv ad sheyikach basar bezoil v'yoycha yayim bezoil. You don't become a Ben Soyru Moira unless he buys the meat, but he doesn't pay retail. You know, he gets a good deal on it. And he drinks the yayin bezoil. But if he pays full price, not dichsiv, how do I know that? Because the pasuk says, zoilo v'soife. So what? So again, let's see Rashi. I just want to bring home this point. Yayin bezoil, avol b'yoyker loy. If he paid top dollar, not because the reason is because he's going to have to come up with a lot of money then. He's constantly paying full price. It's going to be very expensive. V'loy mamshech. And it's not going to catch him. The whole point is he's getting caught in this trap. But otherwise, we don't have to worry. It's not going to happen. The only time he's not chayiv if he eats raw meat or he drinks undiluted wine, meaning it has to be meat that was cooked and wine that he's only chayiv if he eats raw meat or if he drinks undiluted wine. Again, says Rashi, what's the point? Yayin chay mamshach, because yayin chay is going to be moshachim. Mipnei shem meshubachu. Skip to the end of Rashi. Avo baser yayin mozik loy mamshach. But the word says any bam rabbi rabbi yisrael mishavai ocha baser chayiv yishli chayin chay. Ene nasim esayir moira. We're doing just the opposite. That not ene chayiv ad sheyoychol baser chayiv yishli yayin chay, but it's in the reverse. You're not chayiv if you eat basa chayiv if you drink yayin chayiv. Amar Rav, you know, yayin chayiv, it depends. There's yayin chayiv and there's yayin chayiv. There's basar chayiv and there's basar chayiv. Yayin chayiv, when we say you're only chayiv if you drink undiluted wine, it means mazik v'loy mazik. Meaning it wasn't completely undiluted, it was just a little diluted as opposed to very diluted. Basar chayiv, when we say basar chayiv, it's bashal v'loy bashal, it's cooked a little bit, it's just not very cooked. Kevasar kiva da'achli ganavi, like the ganavim used to eat. Ganavim didn't have time to eat their meat well done, so they would eat it medium rare, so it's not completely raw. But at the same time, it is somewhat cooked. If the Ben Soyru Moira ate meat, but it was salty, or if he drank wine right out of the wine press, in Nasa Ben Soyru Moira. The halacha again is, he doesn't become a Ben Soyru Moira. Why not? Again, the whole point is that he's getting sucked in to a way of life that he's going to have no way of creeping out of. Tanan hasam learned to the Mishnah. Erev Tisha B'Av, la'yechol adam shei tavshilom. Erev Tisha B'Av, la'yechol adam shei tavshilom. V'la'yechol basa v'la'yish te'yayin. So we spoke about this past year, Tisha B'Av time, and that is that mi'ikar adin, midina de Gemara, all you had to mourn on Tisha B'Av was Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av, la'yechol adam shnei tavshilom. It's not such a big deal. V'la'yechol basa v'la'yish te'yayin. And by the way, look at the braisa. Av'la'yechol basa maliach. So it's like a hanger steak or a skirt steak, something that's really salty, maybe that's okay. V'shoysa yayin migitai. But Otherwise, there were no problems. It was b'meshach hadoros, as we got further removed from Churban Beis HaMikdash, that the Chachamim imposed chumras and harchakos and additional halachas as it relates to mourning Beis HaMikdash, which of course is counterintuitive, because ordinarily in Hilchas Avelas, a shmua rechaika is more kuladig than a shmula kreifa. Either way, and Chazal say, so the only type of meat and the only type of wine that is off limits on Erev Tisha B'Av is bus is regular. But if it's basa maliach, or it's yai migitai, then it's okay. The Gemara says, basa maliach hakama. What's the definition of basa maliach? Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Kahana, kol zman shu kishlamim. As long as it's like the shlamim, it's not considered basa maliach. If it was salted more than the shlamim was salted, that's when it would be considered basa maliach. So the shlamim was nechal, 2 days and a night. Being that it was nechal for 2 days and a night, that after that you weren't allowed to eat anymore, after that it became noiser. Kachim kadoshim was a day and a night. Kachim kalim were 2 days and a night. The only exception is, what was the only shlamim that was 1 day and 1 night? The carbon tayyidah. But the carbon shlamim was...
Scared to say.
The carbon shlamim was 2 days and a night. Now the carbon, like all meat, was salted. So if you see from there, that if something is salted for 2 days and a night, it's still considered good. It's still misameach. How do you know that? Because the carbon was misameach, especially the shlamin, which you had the shlamin simcha. The whole purpose of the shlamin was to be misimcha. Ain't simcha ala b'basar means basar shlamin. So the point is that you know for sure that the shlamin was misameach, even though it was salted already for 2 days and a night. So up to 2 days and a night is considered flesh that makes you happy. Being that it makes you happy, you're not allowed to eat it, Erev Tisha B'Av. But if it was already salted more than the shlamin, so at that point we say it's considered to have been salted too much, that's the basam aliyach that you're allowed to eat on Erev Tisha B'Av. What about the yayim migitay? What's the definition of yayim migitay? So you're not allowed to drink wine, but right out of the wine press you can, at kama, kol zman shu toisis. As long as it's fermenting, at that point you're still not allowed to drink it. Once it stops fermenting, then it's okay. But tanya, yayim toisis, ein bo mishum giloy. Okay, so how long does it ferment? So we know that from another area in halacha, because yayin toises doesn't have the halacha of giloy. What's giloy? So once upon a time, it's not something that you necessarily have to be worried about today. Some say yes, some say not. The vilna goyim, the meiser rav, metzem we learn masachtes avaydazar. In the not too distant future, we'll get in. That's where these sugyas are. But once upon a time, it was a very big deal in halacha. It was called liquid that was left uncovered overnight was considered to be something that was dangerous to drink, because you're worried that a snake or some insect maybe came and put eres into the liquid, and now it's considered dangerous. Stating that, yayin toiseis, wine that's fermenting, you don't have to worry about this halacha. Ein bei mishum giloy. And over there we know it's 3 days. So as it relates to the halacha, again, of Erev Tisha B'Av lo yoichal adam shein tavshilim v'lo yoichal basa v'lo yishtei yayin, stating that the Braisa said, aval oichalu basa maliach v'shoi si yayin migitoy. What's the definition of basa maliach? More than the shlamim, more than 2 days and a night. What's the definition of yayin migitoy? We learn it from the halachas of giloy. 3 days. Clares the Gemara, hachamai, by the Nsayru Meiru, we just said you have the same exact halacha. You have the same halacha that basa maliach and yayin migitoy does not render one a Nsayru Meiru. The question is, what's the definition of maliach and what's the definition of migitoy? Is it the same definition as it was regarding Tisha B'Av, or is it not? Says the Gemara, no. Hasam over there, mishum simcha. By Tisha B'Av, it's all about simcha. Why don't you eat meat on Erev Tisha B'Av? Because you're not supposed to be besimcha, you're supposed to start mourning. So calls manchu kishlamim nami yes besimcha. If it was salted as long as the shlamim, it's considered that it's making you happy. More than that, not. So therefore, the shir is based on the shlamim. But hacha by ben tzayir meir, it has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with simcha. Mishum imshuchehu. Again, it's what's going to cause this person to want more and to want more until he gets to the point of einenu shemeya v'kailavu v'kalima, like we spoke of from Darachayim, not einu shemeya. Einenu shemeya, where it's not possible for him to understand and listen to what his parents are saying. He can't. You can tell him whatever you want to tell him. He's not going to hear you. He's in a place where einenu shemeya v'kailavu v'kalima. So over here it's mishum mshuche ubechol shulei mshuche. If he eats or drinks even a little bit, like v'yayin, what about wine? Ad memyayin, 40 days. Amrab chanan. So either way, so we had over here the beginning, the haschala of some of the details of the ben tzayru meira. So we spoke out a little bit of an introduction, and really we're going to get into the machshava of the ben tzayru meira more in tomorrow's daf, because a lot of the gemaras are really more in tomorrow's daf. But for now, the gemaras are going to digress a little, and we spoke a little bit about meat and a little bit about wine, so some of our favorite topics. The Gemara is going to digress now a little bit and talk a little bit about wine. So is wine a good thing or is wine a bad thing? I mean, a glass of wine is yayin yisamach levav enosh. But then again, kolaroya soita bekulkula yazirats b'mina yayin. So wine could be good and wine could be bad. It's this gemara right here. Om Reb Chana le nivra yayin ba'olam elo lenachim avelim uleshalim socha l'rishon. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create wine? Two purposes. Number one, to be menachim avelim. When people are mourning, they're in an eighth tzara, a glass of wine goes a very long way. Uleshalim socha l'rishon. And not just that, you have rishon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to repay in this world. So give them wine, a little bit of simcha, a little bit of holiness on this world. It goes a very long way towards paying the rishon. How do we know that? The pasuk says, "Tnu shechar lo oived v'yayin l'mori nefesh." So Rashi says, "Oived haynu rasha shenitrad v'hilachla." He's lost, and he's the rasha. Yayin you give to the mori nefesh. That's the avelim. So why was wine created for the oived? That's the rishon. And for the mori nefesh, those are the avelim. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. What's behind the pasuk that says, "Al teri yayin kiyas adam"? You see red wine, you're naturally gonna be pulled towards it. Says the pasuk, no, al teri yayin. Don't run after it. Al teri yayin. Says the gemara, what does this mean? Don't run after wine. Shemadim b'nei b'shal rishon b'ilu mazeh, because it makes you in a good place when you're in this world. You look at the face of a Rosh, his face is red. That's a sign of health. It's a sign that he's in a very good place. But umalbim pneim loilam haba. But in loilam haba, those right the bakin are going to turn white. Rav Amar Rava said, al teri yayin ki yisadam. Al teri yayin sha'acharisaydam. A person shouldn't go after wine. Sha'acharisaydam. Yisadam yiloshim blood. Because it's going to lead to blood. Says the Marshal, why is it going to lead to blood? It's going to lead to blood because what's going to happen is that you're going to drink, and you're going to get behind the wheel, a DUI, or once a person's in a compromised position, so he doesn't have such control over his faculties, and something can happen, and eventually he can die. So when a person is shikir, when a person is drunk, it can naturally lead to bloodshed. I think another, maybe a more contemporary beer would be, that people that drink wine, they're alcoholics, they could become addictive, and they could become suicidal, things can happen. But the point is, al teri yayin ki es adon, al teri yayin she'echarisoy dom, Rav Kahana Ravin, Rav Kahana the stira. Ksiv the pasuk says tirosh v'karina, but we read it as if there was a vav. Tirosh. So which one is it? Is it tirosh or tirosh? Zocha. If a person drinks wine properly in moderation, nasir rosh, then it's going to be tirosh. It'll be a rosh. Loi zocha. But if not, nasir rosh. That's shetila rosh. V'loi l'rosh. Rava Rami Rav asked enough stira. Ksiv yishamach v'karina yisamach. V'yayin yishamach levav enosh, right? It could have been a shin, just like it could be a sin. So it says v'yayin yishamach, but we know, of course, you don't read it v'yayin yishamach, you read it v'yayin yishamach. Says the Gemara, zocha, if a person drinks wine in moderation, misamchoy, then it's great, it'll make him happy. Loi zocha, mishamameyo, then to the contrary, it can destroy him. V'ayinu d'amar Rava, this is what Rava meant when he said, chamra v'reichani pikchin, that chamra, which is wine, and things that smell good, pikchin. Says it was a su'uni pikeach, says Rashi. It's what made him a pikeach. So Rava says, you want to know what made me Rava? What opened my mind? It was wine. Wine played a tremendous role in making Rava Rava. It's unbelievable. Right? You think, what made Rava? His Rebbe, his Chavrusa, his Hasmada, his Yerushamayim, maybe it was a Kaddish Mirechem. But says the Pasuk, Rava himself testified. He said, I'm letting you know wine played a very important role. So wine is important. It's an olam hazadig thing, but it's important as long as it's done in the proper moderation. Rava talks a lot about wine. Rava drank wine there. Yeah, Rava does a lot about wine and Rava, but in kamakoyim. Amar Rav Amram Rebbe Rav Shimon Bar Abba. Amar Rav Chanina. Amar Rav Amram Rebbe Rav Shimon Bar Abba. Amar Rav Chanina. After the time, my tchsiv lemi oy lemi avoy lemi medonim lemi shiach lemi psam chinam lemi chachlila seinayim. So the pasuk is describing a lot of bad things. Who says oy? Who says avoy? Who has fights? Who has bruises? Who has red eyes? People that drink wine. So they used to say as follows. This pasuk, you can darshan this pasuk both ways. If you want, you can darshan it. You can read it mireisha l'seifa. If you want, you can read it mireisha l'reisha. How so? You can read it. Who has all these terrible things? Someone that drinks wine. Meaning, suggesting that wine is a terrible thing. So if you see a guy whose life is falling apart, it's very possible that he got fachapt in yayin or synonyms thereof. Yayin is a mashal, of course, but yayin or synonyms thereof. But it could be you could read it the other way as well. And that is that somebody that is in a place of oi, and he's in a place of avoy, and he has sorrows in his life. What should he do? He should drink wine, like the pasuk said. So wine is the cause of bad things, but wine is also the antidote for bad things. So that's the oxymoron. That's the irony over here. On the one hand, it is the cause, but then again, at the same time, when a person finds himself in a bad place, wine is, so what's the teretz? The teretz is, has to be in moderation. So if it's done in the proper moderation, it's okay. If not, it's not. There's a Balat Turim, fascinating Balat Turim in Parashat Shlach. The pasuk says when the Meraglim came into Eretz Yisrael, so they came to a place and they saw this huge cluster of grapes. Says the pasuk, La Mokay Mahu Kora Nachal Eshkol. That place where they saw this very large, oversized cluster of grapes, they called it Nachal Eshkol. Why? Al Oydo Yisrael Eshkol Asher Karsu Sham Bnei Yisrael. Because there was a very large eshkol. So naturally, what were they going to call it? They called it Nachal Eshkol. So Nachal Eshkol was because that's where the Meraglim saw this very large eshkol. Says the Balat Turim, HaPasik, this Pasik, Mascho Balamid, it starts with the Islamid, La Mokemahu, Umisayim Balamid, it ends with the word Bnei Yisrael, with a Lamid. It starts with a Lamid and it ends with a Lamid. What does the Pasik talk about? Eshkol. What comes from Eshkol? Yayin. Zok de Balat Turim, Destam Nazir Islamid Yayin. Because Yayin and Lamid are associated with each other. Because when somebody says Areini Nazir, Stam Nazir says Lamid Yayin. Vayayin and wine, and Zochel de Shtoise Karoi. If you drink it properly, Oz Chamra Verechoni Pekhin. He quotes Yuma Ayin Va, but it's really Argamar as well. Sanhedrin Daf Ayin. Vizoichel Lilmoid Ula Lamid. Unbelievable. So Lamid is a letter that's very much associated with Yayin. On the one hand, it's Stam Naziris Lamed Yoy. On the other hand, Lamed is Lumay than Lalamed. So Yazaycha Lumay than Lalamed. It's the two sides of the sword. On the one hand, you have the good, the positive of wine, Lumay to Lalamed. Rav himself said, Chamu Rechani Pikhin. What made me who I became? It was Yayin. That was what triggered his success. But at the same time, you have to realize it could also be a bad thing. Too much is also not good. That's the Stam Naziros of Lamid Yoyim. Either way, Zokta Gemara, Dorash, Oiver Glilah. So Oiver Glilah, Darshan. Yud Gimbal Vavin Nemru B'Yayin. You find three Vavin, but not just Vavin, Vav Yuds. Yud Gimbal Vayin Nemru B'Yayin. And it's referring to the Parsha, in Parsha's Noyach, that describes Noyach comes out of the teva, and the pasuk says, "Vayochel Noyach isha adama." And what did he do? Vayita kerem. What's that? Vayochel Noyach isha adama. Vayita kerem. So Noyach comes out of the teva, and what does he plant? He plants a vineyard. Vayesh min hayayin. He drank from the wine. Vayishkar. He became drunk. Vayiskal betoicha olay. And he exposed himself inside his tent. Vayar chom avi kinanes ervas aviv. His son Chom saw the erva of his father. He runs outside, he tells his brothers, you know what I saw? So hearing what Chum had seen, out of tznius, they quickly took a simla. They went in a way that they shouldn't see their father. Looking in the other direction, the erva saviyim lay rolled. They never saw their father. Wakes up from his wine. And he realized what his youngest son had done. Vayomer, and he said, "Or Kenan, Eved Avodim Yir LaAchiv." That Kenan, who would be the fourth son of Chum, should be cursed. Eved Avodim Yir LaAchiv. Vayomer, Baruch Hashem Alikei Shem VeYiknan Eved Lamoi. Chazal say that what was Shem zoicha to? He was zoicha to the first base of Mikdash, but he was also zoicha to Talis, the Talis of the Tzitzis, and Yafta Lekim LeYefes VeYishkim VeOle Shem VeYiknan Eved Lamoi. Yefes was zoicha to Kfura. But either way, this is the pasuk right here of Vayochel Noyach Isha Adama, Vayita Kerem. So we're talking about wine. Noyach drinks wine, he gets drunk, and this is the whole story that happens over here. So Ivar Glilah said that if you look in the Pasuk, there's a Vav Yud mentioned 13 times in this Pasuk. And the Gemara singles it out. Vayochel Noyach Isha Adama, the Vav Yud of Vayochel. Vayita Kerem, the Vav Yud of Vayita. Vayesh Minayayin, the Vav Yud. Vayishkar, Vayisko, Batechaloi. Vayar Chomavi Knom, as ever Zavid. Vayagid the Shneyoch Bachutz. Vayikach Shem Vyefes as a symbol. Vayosimo Shem Shneim. Vayelcho Achiranis. Vayichasu service Aviem Upneim. Vayikats Noyach Mienoi. Vayedas Asher Osolip Noyach Koton. So 13 Vav Yud. You know why? Because what is Vav Yud? It's Vay. Whoa. Geferloch. It's a krecht. That's what it is, because that's what Yayin brings. Yayin can bring a krecht. So 13 vav yuds that are mentioned over here. So either way, so we mentioned this parsha of Ayochel Noyach Isha Adam of Ayita Kerem. Why'd we mention it? Because we're talking about wine. Why are we talking about wine? Right, when you learn a God at the Gemara, you have to do this sometimes. Why are we talking about wine? Because we're discussing the Bensoiru Moira. And the Bensoiru Moira is a Zoyl of the Soyve. And what is a Soyve? Afa Pisha Ein Rai Ladover. But there's a Zeichel Ladover. Al Tihi Besoyvi Yayin. So you see that wine caused the Bensoiru Moira to be an Einenu Shemea B'Koy Lavu V'Koy Limai. So for that reason, we're digressing a little bit and we're going to talk about Vayochel Noyach Isha Adam. So he sees what Chum did to him. What did Chum do? Says the Gemara, Machleik is ravaged by Chadam Aserse. One says that Chum castrated his father. He made it that his father shouldn't be able to have any other children. The Chadam, and one says, Ravoy, that he sodomized him. Mandam Aserse, Mitoksha Kilkloy Birvi, Kilkloy Birvi. Says the Gemara makes a lot of sense then why Noyach went and cursed Chum's fourth son. Who was the one that gets cursed? So Chum does the Avera, and who gets the Klala? Chum's son. Which son? Vayomer Ur Kenan. Canaan is Chum's fourth. Why the fourth son? It's very geschmack. Because why did, I mean, it's not geschmack, but the point is that why did Chum do what he did to Noach? Why did he do it? Because he didn't want Noach to have a fourth son. Why didn't he want him to have a fourth son? Because he didn't want the Yerusha to be divided into four. He wanted it to be divided into only three. So he made it that his father shouldn't have a fourth son. So Mida Keneged Mida, his fourth son is going to be the one that's going to be punished. So says the Gemara, Mando Amasar Soy Mitoich Shekil Kolei Berevi, Kil Kolei Berevi, Mando Amar Ravai, the one that says Ravai. Meaning that's how he knew that that's what happened. Chabad the Gemara is saying, how did the man, we don't know who said what, Rav and Shmuel, but the one that said that he was Mesarisim, how did he know he was Mesarisim? He knew from the fact that Noach cursed the fourth son, he backed into his pshat. He said, must be that's what happened, and that's the explanation for the Midah Keneged Midah. Uman Dama Ravi, the one that says, Ravi, Goma Vayar Vayar, Ksiv Hachan, says, Vayar Chom, Avi Knan, as Ervas Oviv, Viksiv Hosam, and it says somewhere else, Vayar Oiso Shchem Ben Chamor, and what did Shchem Ben Chamor do? He was Ma'anes Dina. So the same act that took place between Shechem and Dina, he believed is what took place between Chum, says the Gemara. Bishlam, the man do amas sarsay. Bishlam, the man says sarsay. We just explained very nicely. Mishum hachi kiloi birvi. So that's why the fourth son was the one that got the klal. El man do amar ravoi. Maishna revi. Why was it the fourth son? Niltaya badei. He himself should have gotten cursed, says the Gemara. Hava havoi. Meaning both Rav and Shmuel agree that Chum castrated his father and caused him not to be able to have a fourth son. And it's for that reason that Noach cursed Chum's fourth son, Mida Keneged Mida. The Shailas, was there more than that? Was it only that Misarsoi, or was it Ravai as well? And that's the Machlekes. Pasuk says, Vayochel Noach Isha Adama Vayita Kerem. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Ukfa, Va'amri lo Amar Mar Ukfa, Amar Rav Zakeh. Amar Le'akadosh Baruch Hu Noach. Hashem told Noach, Noach, Lo'i Hayu Lecha L'Lamid Mi Adam Arishayin. Shouldn't you have learned a lesson from Adam Arishayin? She'lo'i Garam Lo'i Elo Yayin. Because the Chet of the Eitz Hadass came about because of wine. Tanya, we learned in a and this price is going to the Madama that holds that the Eitz Hadass was a vineyard. The Tanya will learn to the price. Maybe Mira Meir says, that the tree that Adam Rishon ate from was a Geffen. How do we know that? Look at Rashi. Because all tzaras come from Yayin. I don't have proof, says Ramey, but it makes sense. Because just follow the theme of history. Tzaras come from wine. So it makes people are not fully conscious and aware of what they're doing. And it's for that reason they make mistakes. If a person would always be sober, he wouldn't make these mistakes. So it makes sense that Yayin, you see, has been the source of so much evil throughout history. It makes perfect sense, Ezra Meir, that the source of the original Ra and evil that came onto the world probably came because of Yayin. Rabbi Yudah says, Chita. No, it was Chita. And what does the pasuk say about the Eitz Hadass? The Eitz Hadass was the Eitz HaYodea Toivera. And we know that a child, when is he Yodea Toivera? when he starts eating carbs, he eats chita, he eats bread. So it makes sense, therefore, that what was the Eitz Hadas? It was chitin. Rav Nechemya says, te'ena hoya. It was a te'ena. Shebedava shekilkaloi boy niskeno. And how does he know that? Because what happens right after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas? So they realized that they were Arum, and right away the pasuk says, they took the leaf of a te'ena to cover their erva. So you see that the tikkun, so to speak, happened al yidei te'ena. So it makes sense, therefore, that the chet would have happened al yidei te'ena as well. So we'll get back to this. And actually, just could I mention it now? And that is that. So we have a machlokes over here in the Gemara. The Eitz Hadas, what was it? Rav Meir says it was a gefen. Rav Yehuda says it was a chita. Rav Nechemya says it was a te'ena. So we've mentioned in the past a few times that in halacha you find many different halachas that come from the fact that we assume lahalacha that what was the Eitz Hadas, it was really a gefen. Number one, the fact that women, the Magen Avraham says, women are not supposed to drink Kodesh HaLavdol. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. A woman doesn't drink Kodesh HaLavdol. So much so that when the Shulchan Aruch says, the Magen Avraham brings, that if a woman doesn't have anyone to be moitzi her with Abdullah, she should make her own Abdullah. Mishabru asks the steer. He says, I don't understand. Magen Avraham says she's not supposed to drink Kodesh HaLavdol. I mean, Mishabru didn't think it was just a chumrah. It's a real halacha. A woman's not supposed to drink Kodesh HaLavdol. So what's the pshat? The reason is, it's based on a Shlach HaKadosh, where the Shlach says that the Eitz Hadas was Yayin. Who was the one that got Adam to eat or drink from the Eitz Hadas? It was Chava. What was the reason for it? The reason for it was to be different. Lahavdol, so we should be different than all the other people. So Chava drinks wine. Lahavdol, her punishment is that now when Klal Yisrael are drinking wine, Lehavdol for Havdalah, it's for that reason she's not going to be able to drink out of that wine. Spoke out the Vilna Gaon, the Maaser Rav, they bring, she didn't eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. Why didn't eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah? Because the man that says, Betifshe Nivrei Olam, holds that what was Bria Sa'olam, Chafei Elo, which means that when was Adam Rishon created? The sixth day, Rosh Hashanah. That was the day that he ate from the Eitz Hadas. What was the Eitz Hadas? It was Anovim. That's why you're not supposed to eat Anovim. Another thing that we spoke out was that why do you say L'chaim when you drink wine? Why do you say L'chaim? So we said maybe it's related to the Harugei Bezdin. So we spoke about that by Arichos a few weeks ago. But the Pashup Shat, the Tamiyam and Hagen brings it, the Pashup Shat is because the Manda Amar that says that the Eitz Hadas was Yayin holds that Yayin was the source of all death in the world. There would be no Misa in the world were it not for Yayin. If there would be no Misa in the world were it not for Yayin, so it comes out that Yayin is the cause of death. So when we drink wine, we say L'chayim. Either way, Zokta Gemara, the Pasuk says more about wine. Divrei Lemuel Melech Masa Asha Yisratu Imoy. You learn from here that Shloimeh HaMelech, who is Lemuel in this pasuk's mother, took her son and literally tied him down. And she said, listen, Ma Bari, Ma Bar Bitni, Uma Bar Nedar. What did he mean? She meant to say, Marbury, Hakol Yoidim Shavichi Yar Shemayim. Listen, Shlom. Everybody knows that your father was Yar Shemayim. Who's Shlom Hamelech's father? David. Everybody knows David Hamelech was a Yar Shemayim. If you're not going to behave, and if you're going to start not being good, you know people are going to say, he obviously takes after his mother. Because if he took after his father, he'd be Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. So obviously he takes after his mother. Achshav Yoimru, Imay Garmalai. So number one, listen, you're making me look bad. Umar Bar Bitni, Kol HaNoshim Shabel Sevichas. I want to tell you the mysterious nefesh that I put into you. You know, all your father's wives, Kivin Shemes Abrois, as soon as they became pregnant, Shuvain Royas Pnei HaMelech, they didn't see the king anymore. Vani, but me, Dochakti V'Nechdasti, I made sure to see your father, B'Tashmish, during the third trimester specifically, where Kadeshi Yehali ben Mezur is a little, like Chazal say, that Yofa Tashmish Levlad. So she said, I was my senefesh to be with your father, to make sure that you're going to turn out to be good. Umar bar Nidni, kol noshim shobei savich. You want to know what I had in mind for you? All your father's other wives, Hayu Noidrois, they used to make an edder. Yehali ben Hogun Lamalchus. They used to take on a Kabbalah, right? So this Kabbalah, that Kabbalah, what did they want? What did they want? What were they asking Hashem for? What was their big tefillah? They wanted that they should have a son that will be the next king. So he should have all the tchunois that are necessary to be king. But you know what my bakasha was? Vanina dartiva marti, Yehali ben Zoris, umemula batoira, the Hogun Lenevius. These are the koiches that I put into you. And then she continued. And she said, Al melachim lamua. Again, lamua l'shloima. Al melachim shesoy yoyin ulerayznim eishechar. She turns to her son and she says, Amrulay, malacha itzel melachim. You're looking at other kings. I understand your father's the king. You're growing up in a palace, the royal house. But look, doesn't mean that you have to behave like other kings behave. The other kings, they're shoysin yayinu mishtakrin. Va'imrim, and they say, lama lanu kel. We don't need God. That's what happens to them because they get drunk and they're drunk in stupor. Those are some of the things that they do and they start living. But ulurois ne meshecha, that passes maybe for them. It doesn't pass for you. Misha kol roze yoylem gludun. Someone that has the koiches that you have. Shakol roze yoylem gludun. Yishte yayin v'yin. I understand why they do it. It makes perfect sense for them, given their set of circumstances, their kishroiness, the way they were raised, what the options they have available to them. For them to live that kind of life makes perfect sense. But for you, you know who you are? You're so much a kol raza yaylam gluyin. You know how much potential you have? You can grow up to be Shlomo HaMelech. For you, it's wrong. Ikad Amri, some say that the last Musa was a little different. Misha kol roiznei yaylam mashkimen lepischai. Someone that has the most brilliant people in the world coming to them and asking them questions. HaMelech was brilliant. Yishtayayim v'yishtakar. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, b'nayim shechasa Shlomo v'haydalimai. How do you know that Shlomo HaMelech accepted his mother's teichacha? The rest is history, right? Dechsev, because the pasuk says, "Kivara noichi meish v'loy binas adam li." Kivara noichi meish mi noyach. Dechsev ayochel noyach yesho adam. That loy binas adam li is the adam arishon. That Shlomo HaMelech said that I was smarter than Adam and Noach. I didn't make the same mistake they made. Adam Arisha made the mistake with Yayin. He ate from the Eitz Hadas. Noach made the mistake with Yayin. Vayochel Noach Isha Adam Vayita Kerem. He didn't make that mistake. So Shlomo HaMelech took the Teichacha. And again, the punchline of this Teichacha was wine. And that's why it's mentioned right here in the context of the Ben Seir Umayr. In the context of the Zoylel V'Soyve. So just a few Ha'aris. That is, the pasuk says, "Vayochel noyach ish ha'adama, vayochel noyach ish ha'adama, vayitaker." So, what does it mean when we say that noyach was an ish ha'adama? Vayochel noyach ish ha'adama. Right? The Svarim Akdoshim say that noyach starts off the parsha. Elo told us noyach, noyach ish tzaddik, and then over here is vayochel noyach ish ha'adama. He went from being an ish tzaddik to being an ish ha'adama. But what does it mean, vayochel noyach ish ha'adama? This is very interesting. Evan Ezra says that in Parshas Bereishis, we know that after Cain killed Hevel, the earth was cursed. It was cursed. Agriculture, farming became very, very difficult. Until Noyach was born. And this is the first time Noyach appears in the Torah. Lemech named his son Noyach. Lemar, suggesting, Zeh, this child, Yenachameinu, Miloshe Nechomo, Yenachameinu, Mimaseinu, Umeitzvoin Yodeinu, Meno Adoma, Asha Arura Hashem. That finally now we're going to have a little bit of a reprieve from the curse. Hashem cursed the land, but this child, Yenachameinu, Zeh, Mimaseinu, Umeitzvoin Yodeinu, Meno Adoma, Asha Arura Hashem. So what's Pashim Shah? Pashim Shad is, it was like a brach. Noach was a tzaddik, and the whole world, the Bnei Noach, everyone was going to come from Noach. So there was some bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu was born in the smaller kolabayas oira. So when Noach was born, there was an oir that descended upon the world. And that's why now, all of a sudden, the world was fixed. But the truth is, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi already says, actually, bon Noach, loy hoya klei machresha, vahu heichim lahem. Noach was an inventor. And Noach invented farming tools. So Noach comes and he's an inventor. He was able to create certain tools, and it was these tools that he created that caused him, that caused the land, that farming became a lot easier. Says the Evan Ezra right here on this pasuk, coming back in Parashas Noach, Vayochel Noach Isha Adama, Yoideya Avoidas Adama. He was a brilliant farmer. He understood the chachma of farming, of agriculture. Very good. Didn't grow up in Brooklyn. V'hi chachma gedayla. And it's a chachma gedayla. So that's Pashim Shat. Evan Ezra, the ultimate parshan, says, what does it mean by yochel noyach ish adam? It's this pasuk right here. Zeyinacham, even Rashi brings it in Parshas Bereishis. That's what's going on. And by the way, he says it in Parshas Bereishis as well. Zeyinacham, made him imaseinu gam hu hoya ish adam. Kichin kosov la'alot. Perek tes, pasuk chav. It's the same Evan Ezra. That's what it means, that he was an Isha Adam. But either way, Noach is an Isha Adam. And what's the first thing that he does? The first thing that he does is Vayita Kerem. So it's interesting. The pasuk says Vayochel, and there was a major tie on it, right? Chazal say Asa Atzmei Chulin. So Vayochel is Milashon Chulin. What's the big deal? Why is it such a big deal that the first thing that Noach went ahead and did was drink wine? So I saw something.
He's a Mori Nefesh. He was
even. Oh, he's Valdi. Stole my thunder. So I'll tell you something beautiful. Rav Simcha Wasserman, Rav Simcha Wasserman, who is Rav Chanan Wasserman's son, and one of the leaders in Klal Yisrael after the Churban. So he once got up and spoke, and he said that, you know, after the war now, people are investing so much money into memorials and museums and Holocaust museums, and they serve a good purpose. But he said, you have to remember one thing. The Iker for us is not to focus on building memorials and museums. The Iker for us is to make sure that we rebuild. This sounds like something Dovi would say. To rebuild everything that we lost. Some tells her Shashiva said this somewhere. The Iker is to rebuild what was lost. See, he said like this. He says the pasuk says Vayochel Noach Isha Adam Vayita Kerem, and Chazal say Osa Atzmei Chulin. He says, what's going on over here? He says, you want to know why Noach planted a kerem? He says, because he was following Chazal. Because Chazal say Tnu Sheicher Lo Oved V'Yayin Lamori Nefesh. He says the whole world was mourning. Everything was lost. Everything was wiped out. Noach understood a glass of wine. Tnu Yayin L'Sheicher. It was posh. That was the. You know, mixed drinks. That's what you need. He understood the value right now of a glass of wine. But there was a taina. The taina was, don't mourn. Now's not the time to mourn. Noach, the whole world is empty. It's your job to build. That's what you're supposed to be doing. That's where Simcha Vatzis. That was the Asa Atzmei Chulin. There was plenty to mourn. There's nothing to talk. And there would be a time when you sit down and you have a glass of wine and you try to come to terms a little bit with the past. But there's a time to focus on coming to terms with the past. And then there's a time to think forward and to build on the future. There's a time for both. They both have a place. There's a place where you mourn. And when you mourn, Enechanami, then that's the right time. Vayita Keren. But Vayochel Noach, the first thing Noach does when he comes out of the teva is he's misabel on the avar. That's wrong. The first thing you do when you come out of the teva is you're supposed to be building for the future, not supposed to be worrying about the past. Yeah. Unbelievable. Bechaburas. Yeah, we understand. Ochal bechaburas mitzvah. So the Mishnah said that if the Bensayru Meira ate bechaburas mitzvah, he didn't become a Bensayru Meira. Omer Abavo, ini chayiv. The Bensayru Meira is not chayiv. Achi yoichal bechabura. Shekula srikin. He's only chayiv if he eats in a chabura where every single member of the chabura is empty. It's a bunch of leidegeirs. But if there's one person that's not a total late together, he doesn't become Metzlayer Meir. Freit the Gemara, can't be. Why? Because Vanantana, we learned in the Mishnah, Achab Chaburas Mitzvah, Eine Nasa Metzlayer Meir. That if he ate Chaburas Mitzvah, he didn't become a Metzlayer Meir. Now, Taimo, the Mitzvah. It sounds like the only reason he's not is because it was a Mitzvah. Halach Mitzvah. But if it wasn't a Mitzvah, but he was eating with the same group of people that would sit the Chaburas Mitzvah, Afagaf Kula Sarikinu, right? Who sits at a Chaburas Mitzvah? A bunch of late together? Presumably not. Usually they're half decent guys. I mean, why else are they sitting at a Chaburas Mitzvah? Still, and it's only because of the mitzvah that he didn't become a Bensayer Meir. But it sounds like it was the same exact group of people, not the Chaburas Mitzvah. He would have been a Bensayer Meir. Sok de Gemara, no. Hakam Ashmalon. It's true, ordinarily, who sits by a Chaburas Mitzvah, not people that are Sarikin. But there is a Chiddush that Afagaf the Kula Sarikin, even if they would be Sarikin, if it was a Chaburas Mitzvah, Kivin the Bemitzvah Ka'asik, Loy Mimshach, Achal the Ibrah Chiddush. If they ate by Ibrah Chiddush, Sok the Gemara, the name of the Bas V'yayim Masku. So when the Chachomim, when Bezdin used to be Ma'aber the Chiddush, so what they would do is, on the day that they were Ma'aber, there would be a Suda. There would be a Suda. And if that's what the Mishnah is saying, that if the Bensayer Meir ate meat and drank wine at that Suda, he didn't become a Bensayer Meir. Zok tomorrow, maybe the Bas of Yai Masku, it sounds like, that on the menu, at the Suda of the Ibra Chodesh was meat and wine. Vatanya, RCC. Vatanya, we learned in a Braisa. Ein Oilin La, Elo, Bepaz Daga. The kitten is still bad. By the way, the Aruch HaShulchan says that this is the Makar that some people eat a Sudas Rosh Chodesh, that comes from here. Says the Gemara. Yeah, but you're about to see a Makar that you're not supposed to have meat and you're not supposed to have wine. But Tanya, ain't oilin lo elo be pas dogon be kitnis mavad. That all they did was they ate pas dogon and kitnis. Zok the Gemara. So how could you be a Ben Soyer Meir anyways if you ate B'Ibar HaChodesh? He said you have to be a Zoyer of a Soyer, which means only meat and wine. So Gemara HaKam Ashmal, and the Avagav, the only level of Bas Fekitness, it's true. Ordinarily, it's not Pas Fekitness. All it is Pas Fekitness. The EU Asik Bas Fekitness, Hebrew Bas Fekitness, V'Ochel, Kim in the B'Mitzvah Ka'asik, Lo Yimimshach. Right, it's true. It's not usually the way it is. Like we said in the previous Gemara, usually a Chaburas Mitzvah is not a bunch of Sarikin. But even if it was Sarikin, and it was a Chaburas Mitzvah, you don't become a Ben Soyer Meir. Same thing over here. Usually by the Sudas Ibar HaChodesh, there's no meat and wine. So from that standpoint, it's very unlikely that you could become a Ben Soyer Meir from eating at such a meal. But what if you did? He brought his own meat, his own wine. It was BYOB, right? He brought his own meat, he brought his own wine. And now he ate by the Ibar HaChodesh. Being that he's eating by a Sudas Ibar HaChodesh, you have nothing to worry about. Tana Rabbanu, an Ein Oilem Ibar HaChodesh. We mentioned the Sud of Ibar HaChodesh, so we digress for a moment. Ein Oilem Ibar HaChodesh, Pachas Me'asar Bnei Adam. There had to be at least 10 people there. Ve'ein Oilem Lo Ela Pas Dogen Ve'Kitnes. All they ate was Pas Dogen Ve'Kitnes. Ve'ein Oilem Lo Ela Lo Oir Iburoi. They went up the night after they were ma'aber the chodesh. It's Leil Rosh Chodesh. Then oilam la biyoyim ela be laila. They went during the day and not at night. V'tanya ein oilam la b'laila ela biyoyim. We learned that the price is just the opposite. They're supposed to go up at night, not during the day. So do you arrive before Shkia or after Shkia? So the Gemara says, because Amar Rabchi Bar Abba libnei. Rabchi Bar Abba once told his son, achrifu v'ulu achrifu upuku, that you yourself should get there a little early. I mean, the suda started at night, but get there a little early. And why? Because the whole idea is to make a call. They wanted to, everyone should know when it's Rosh Chodesh. So the point is if you go a little bit early, people will talk, they'll see you coming, it's still daylight. So the suda itself happened that night, but there was still an idea of going a little bit earlier. Ochel Ma'aseh Sheni B'Yerushalayim. If the Ben Soyer Meir ate Ma'aseh Sheni B'Yerushalayim, he couldn't be a Ben Soyer Meir. Why? Kiven deki urchehu ka'ochele loy mamshech. Meaning that what he's eating is urche. He's following along the Torah. He's eating Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim.
It's not Shechachma. It couldn't be in Yerushalayim. So what do you have to be Maisa Sheni for?
He's asking the Gaval. We're going to talk about this tomorrow.
Yerushalmi is something you
were. Yeah. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. There's a Yerushalmi that says you couldn't become a Ben Soyer Meir in Yerushalayim. So tomorrow, there is a Meir in Mesh Chachma. So I don't know if we'll speak at the Mesh Chachma tomorrow, but we're definitely going to touch on this tomorrow. Kiven the Kiurche, I don't think we ever spoke this out. Kiven the Kiurche who ka'achale loy mamshech. Ochal nevelos itreifis. Shkotzim v'ramosim. Amar Rava said, ochal basar oif. It didn't ask Ben Soyer Meir. If somebody eats the meat of an oif, chicken, you don't become a Ben Soyer Meir. V'hanan tanan. Ochal nevelos itreifis. Shkotzim v'ramosim. Ein enasim Ben Soyer Meir. So what? Misha says if you eat shkotzim v'ramosim, nevelos itreifis, it can't be a Ben Soyer Meir. Which one of these things is a contradiction to Basar Oif? Says Zok Rashi, Shkotzim. Because Stam Shkotzim, Hainu Oif is Tmeya. A Sheketz is an Oif. So if a Sheketz is an Oif, so it comes out then, the Mishnah seems to be saying, if you eat non-kosher Oifes, then you don't become a Ben Soyer Meir, because you ate Shkotzim. But let's say you would eat kosher Oif, then you could be a Ben Soyer Meir. Hotayrim Nasa Ben Soyer Meir. Zok Di Gemara, Kitra Na Masis and Lahash. We said in the Mishnah that there's a shear of how much meat you have to eat. Now that's true, you have to eat real meat. So the majority of the portion had to be a real piece of meat. Meat that's moishach, that's going to make you want to come back the next day and eat more. But the primary, the ikkar had to be meat. At the same time, let's say you didn't have a full shear of meat, and you want to be mashlim, you share with a little bit of oif, that's okay. But that's, the Mishnah says that if you're going to be mashlam it with shkotzim, that's not going to be okay. So if you're mashlam it with regular oif, it is okay. Shkotzim, it's not okay. So it's true. Ochal basar oif, ein enasim soyer meir. That means if the entire shear was oif, ein enasim soyer meir. When the Mishnah's mashma that oif, you could be ben soyer meir, because only shkotzim you're not a ben soyer meir, but oif, yeah, it means lahashlam. If the little bit that you had to be mashlam was oif, that's okay, as long as it's kosher oif. But if it's shkotzim, it's not okay. What are you saying?
No, that would apply to other things. Also, let's say it's basar, it's not...
Right, maliach and all those things, right.
It seems like he was so specific about exactly what he was... Yeah. Now we're saying Lahashlam. What's the shear of Lahashlam?
Let's see Rashi together inside. Lahashlam shafilu ocha tartimar basar chasa kizayis mi behemet toira the shlima le tartimar mi basar oifois tmeyim potter. I hear. So after we said that certain types of mitzvahs, if it was that type of achilo, you don't become a Ben Soyer Meir, or certain types of averus like shkatzim and masin, then the Mishnah said that if you ate a dover shel mitzvah, a dover shel avera, you don't become a Ben Soyer Meir. So what's that about? We get the point already. Dvar mitzvah tanchumei aveilim, like a sudas havra. Dvar avera taina sibor. The time of my amakra, it says enenu shemeya bikoyle Shemeinu Bekoilenu Vele Bekoilu Shal Makim. So it sounds like the problem with the Ben Sayyid Meir is that he's Enu Shemeinu Bekoilen, but Bekoilu Shal Makim, he is listening to Achal. And if this person eats on a Taina Sibur, or if he eats Shkotz and Ramasim and all these other things, he's not only not listening to his father, he's also not listening to Koilu Shal Makim, and that's not the definition of a Ben Sayyid Meir. Achal Kol Meichel Vele Achal Basa Shasa Kol Mashka Vele Shasa Yayin. So what did Mishnah say? Eat an asin and say a meir, unless you eat meat and you drink wine. Achal kol meichel. What's that coming to be? Marba. Again, there's so much extra words seemingly in the Mishnah that the Gemara is just learning up every word. So achal kol meichel, but the achal basal asuya devela ke'ilis. Even if someone eats a devela ke'ilis, which was mishakra, Rashi says, it had certain alcoholic qualities, and it had an ability to be moishach somebody. So solkadaitach, I mean, I would have thought that being that it's moishach, maybe you should be a ben sayer meir if you eat the devela ke'ilis. That's what the Mishnah says. No, it has to be basal. Kol mashka v'leishasa yayin, asuya dvash v'cholav. Dvash and cholav are also moishach. So there too, if you eat, drink dvash and cholov, you're not going to be a mitzvah. Tanya, achal dvela keilis v'shasa dvash v'cholov v'nichlas amikdash. If somebody ate a dvela keilis and he entered the Beis HaMikdash, or if somebody drank dvash or cholov, milk, and he entered the Beis HaMikdash, chayev. Wow. You're chayev. What are you chayev for? For entering the Beis HaMikdash intoxicated. So you see that a dvela keilis and dvash and cholov have these abilities. So I would have thought it's like basar and yayin. It's included in what makes somebody ben Sayyidu Meir? Kamash Malon, only if you're a Zoyl of a Saiva, and Zoyl of a Saiva means literally Bas of a Yai. One last Gemara, yeah.
It's only because if it would be Mamshachir, you would have that problem.
Very good.
Chair, no?
Right, we didn't speak about it. I mean, but this with this Rashi, we didn't speak out. Very good. The Avagav, you say, there's, meaning it is. It has certain qualities of alcohol in the sense that if you're nichnas lamikdash, you're over yayin v'sheicher al teish. That's a big chiddush. You're over yayin v'sheicher al teish, but this is the focus is not the wine. It's not the meat. Even yayin, it had to be yayin o italki. Right? If somebody would drink wine that's not yayin o italki, then to the base of mikdash, of course it'd be chayin. Exactly. Sok to gemara. Ine nasim et seiru moir, atche yeichel basar. Ve yishte yayin. Tanu rabbanon. Ochal kol meichel vole yochal bas. Shasa kol mashke vole shasa yayin. Ine nasim et seiru moir, atche yeichel basar. Ve yishte yayin shenemar. Zoylo vesoyviv. Afa bichein raylo davas. Eichel davas shenemar. Al tehi besoyvi yayin. Bezoylo li basar loimai. Ve oimer, and here the gemara brings another pasuk. Okay, two psukim where you find zoyl v'soyve, meaning meat and wine. Amar Rav Zeira, we conclude with a maimer agadol. Kala yoshem v'beis hamedrash. If somebody falls asleep in beis hamedrash, teirasei nasis like kroyim, his teirah is going to be kroyim. He's going to forget his learning. Shenemar v'kroyim talbish numa. So numa is miloshen nim v'loy nim, right? Lehisnam name. He's falling asleep. Madrimotzich. So kroyim talbish numa. Someone that falls asleep while learning in Beis Medrash, his Torah is going to be cropped. So either way, today, I mean, really, we began Perek Ben Sayyidu Meir Ayantif, but today we began some of the machshava and some of the understanding of the Ben Sayyidu Meir. And as promised, tomorrow Mitzvah, we're going to get into it a lot more. But again, just the chazer over. The Ben Sayyidu Meir is four psukim in Parshas Kisaytzeh. We chazal said that really the Ben Sayyidu Meir is lehoya v'leyasad liyitz ela darish v'kibel schar. And we spoke up from Shamshul. What does it mean darish v'kibel schar? Was there a shortage of parashis in the Torah that we could darish and so that we should be able to get schar? The point of darish v'kibel schar is that the Torah gave us a gift. The Torah gave us a parasha that's loaded with ideas and yesoides and principles and psychology. In Chinuch Habonim we mentioned maybe even addiction, but things that are here, we're darish hafeichba v'hafeichba the kulaba v'kibel schar. There's so much to take out of the parasha. It's true, the Mitzvah Rumor itself never happened, but this is a make-believe parsha that was given to us as the blueprint for how a yid is supposed to be. Kanach's children.